views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and at transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So I've been sharing information on this radio show and have written a book now and about how to clear energy. And it is my pleasure to connect with you and connect you with people that I love to work with. We love to hear from you on the show. You can feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Phil Free, and he first began using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998 and has continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, friends, clients, and feels strongly that others can benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual and received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. And Phil has lived up and down the coast of California before settling in Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. Phil, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It's awesome to have you on the show again. Last time you were on the show, we were talking about limiting beliefs that people have and evaluating those beliefs. And we kind of got busy shifting energy for people, and I thought maybe we could kind of continue talking about that, because once people realize that, you know, they sometimes have these hidden limiting beliefs that, and they become aware of them, it usually facilitates shift in a much stronger way when you get in contact with that. So do you want to just, you know, tell us a little bit about your, about what you feel about that?
Sure. Well, what comes to my mind is belief is a tricky thing, because we base our belief basically on what's happened up to now most of the time, or either that or on maybe some sort of religious things. But let's start with that first example. Like, for example, we like to look at the boundaries of what is possible based on what's been accomplished up to now, which is understandable from a logical point of view. At the same time, every day we have people who are breaking world records and inventing new things and things like that. So we have to stretch our beliefs every day to keep up with where the world is changing and going. And so beliefs cannot be too solid, is what I realize, when it comes to many aspects of life anyway.
Yeah, because as you said, a lot of the beliefs don't even really come, they come from the past. And when you say the past, right away what came up for me is, you know, ancestors and their beliefs. And, you know, how like the subconscious mind is formed by the time a child is like 6 or 7 years old. A lot of times those subconscious, those beliefs that are held in the subconscious mind are the ones that people act on rather than, you know, maybe their grown up version of themselves, if we want to put it that way. So, you know, when a lot of the belief systems, like what I have found over the years is that when people say belief, that a lot of times what they really mean is faith in a way. What I mean by that is, you know, you got to have faith in yourself that you can get things done, but faith is different from beliefs. Do you want to just, you know, talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, faith usually comes from, faith usually comes from a couple of places. Sometimes it's, comes from like religion or other sort of beliefs that people have. Sometimes it's an internal faith that just we develop or that maybe we always had. Belief is often something that we heard from somebody and we don't know the answer yet, so we believe it. And there's a lot of similarities between the two. At the same time, for me, I'm not sure. I think faith is something that people hold on to as a way of life, and a belief, sometimes people do that as well, but it's like, is it really worth it? And we also hear expressions like, is our faith well-founded and things like that. So I think it's important either way, whether it's a belief or it's our faith, that it is well-founded, and that if it isn't well-founded, it's going to be shaky no matter what it is. So that's sort of my way of tying all that together.
Yeah, that's cool because, you know, when we're going through life and we're not aware of where our belief systems really come from, then, you know, we could go through our whole life basically limiting ourselves because of something someone said to us or told us that we haven't really checked out for ourselves. Whereas, I don't know, I find faith is more like where people are able to move forward in a way because they have a belief in themselves, I guess, or a belief in God. A lot of people would put it that way, or a belief in, or a trust in the, you know, in how the universe works. And, you know, we already have a couple of callers here that have phoned in. So what I'd like to do is maybe just take this first call quickly before we go to break. And just, this is Mike from Ottawa, Ontario. Are you there, Mike?
I am. Yes. Thank you.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Hi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very good, very good. What can Phil and I do for you?
I'm calling actually about my mother.
Okay.
And it's because my mother over the last couple of years has accumulated a range of symptoms. And I guess different people in the family have different ideas about what those are, what's bringing them on. But she has this range of troubling symptoms that trouble others and trouble her as well. And I wanted to talk to you about those, I guess.
All right. So when you get in touch with your mom right now and you think about your mom on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being like you're neutral to 10 being like you're like really bothered by her symptoms, where are you on that scale?
I put myself, around a 5 or 6 in that I am... I'm bothered by them.
And what are her symptoms?
I think they're not, I may not think they're irreversible in the way that others in the family do, so I'm not like acutely distressed about them as much.
Okay. And what I'll do is just if you quickly just tell me what her symptoms are.
Sure, sure. Okay. I wrote them down here, but I can start to, while I'm calling it up, I can start to tell you some things. One of them is tendency to forget words, though not events. Another one is increased difficulty with reading. She was never a wonderfully good reader, but she's had more trouble with reading and internalizing information that way.
All right, I need to go to break.
Go ahead.
I need to go to break now, so I'm just going to let that sit, and Phil and I will work on this a little bit over the break, and then we'll reconnect with you after the break. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Phil Free. When we return, we'll get back in touch with Mike here and move some more energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819 to make shift happen.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do.
Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stamets is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
She had some smile. She took a standard pose and she presented herself. She had sultry eyes. She made it perfectly plain that she was his for a price. But he said, leave me alone. I'm a family man. It's worse than my bite. He said, leave me alone. I'm a family man. If you push me too far, I just might.
We're back. back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Phil Free. We have Mike on the line here. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
Okay. On the break, Phil and I were working a little bit in this situation. Can I just ask, how old is your mom?
My mom, she's born in January of 47, so she's 67?
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I'm doing math right. Okay.
Yeah, her age is coming up weak.
No, she was born in January of 48. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. So she's like 67, 68?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So we just want to strengthen her to her age. Not so much her to her age, but the entire family to her age is coming up. And the concerns around that, Phil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. So people have concerns about like genetic conditions or, you know, hereditary diseases, whatever. So I'm just going to strengthen that for the whole family, basically, that you guys don't need to like worry about, you know, for sure for her. And then you don't need to worry, oh, are you guys going to have this kind of thing either? So a lot of people go straight there in their minds, you know, like, oh, like, you know, my mom has something, I might have it too, or something like that. So we'll just strengthen all that. And then everything that people have said it might be or is, strengthen, you know, to all the diagnoses that people have made or may make or think they've made or whatever it might be. All right. So again, okay. It's just like you mentioned the words. So we'll just strengthen her to all the words that she's reading, that she's hearing. All right. So part of it is, since we're talking about belief, part of it is like she's not, it's almost like it's not even a conscious thing, but it's more of like not knowing what words to believe and what not to believe, because a lot of words don't mean much anymore, or at least a lot of people's words don't mean much anymore.
Yeah, so, it's really coming up like that. Like she doesn't trust that anyone says what they're really mean is what's coming up. Like that she's had a kind of like almost like a belly full of listening to, you know, the untruth, or it's coming up a little differently than that, that she doesn't believe in what people have to say. So why listen to them when they're full of crap, basically? And also reading, and I'm just getting that there's a lot of energy around change, fast change. Like, and one thing that I wanted to ask you is, did she just go through a big change in her life?
She did, actually. It was 2 years ago, but this is one of the things people are concerned about, symptoms of grief maybe, because her mother died about 2 years ago, and a lot of this has come on fairly quickly in the time since then. Including another thing, just one other thing I'll mention is that she's also having some issues with like fine motor skills as well, like just sort of watching her eat and use her hands and stuff, and all this stuff that seems to have come on with it since the time that her mother passed.
So we want to strengthen her to her mom and her mom back to her. Like this is like the concern of the ancestors, like that Phil was talking about. Where are you at when you think about your mom right now? Has it changed at all for you?
Like in the last few minutes?
Yeah.
Not a great deal.
Okay. All right. So we want to get you strong to, like being the leader of the family in this, because your energy is different from the rest of the families around this. Like you're not panicking like everybody else, it feels like. So we want to strengthen that for you, that, you know, you could lead the way to find creative solutions to move this forward and do that kind of like on automatic. Phil, what else would you like to add here? Hello? Oh, are you there, Mike?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry. I thought you were speaking to the other man.
Yeah, I thought, I don't know. I seem to, Phil went off the line, I think, here for a second. Phil just, his Skype cut out, that's all. We're getting him back on. But what I was picking up was this energy that you could lead the way by being in a place where you, you know, kind of lead the family in the role of not panicking about this. And a lot of times what comes up when people are, you know, when they lose their mother, a lot of times, like, is your mom, you know, is your dad still alive?
He is, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's just coming up, like, and is her father, like, has her father passed also?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, because it's just coming up that what came up was orphan energy, like, for your mom. It's like a lot of times, like, when the last parent passes, that people go fall into this place where they feel like they don't have a parent anymore, and so they energetically I'm just getting, your mom was affected by this in a way that she doesn't have anyone to turn to anymore to really get the truth from. So we want to really strengthen her. You know, we really want to strengthen her to move forward, like, in this way where she could, she doesn't have to revert to being almost like, it's coming up, like being like a baby and having to relearn.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is what's coming up with her. And a lot of times what happens is for people that lose their last parent, they go to this place. And what happens too is, like, now your mom either has to step into the role of being, you know, the family leader, and or she has to, you know, step into this role of being like the baby of the family again is what's coming up. So I'm just strengthening her to her choices in both directions, that, she, you know, that she could be in a position to move into a position where she could reclaim her ability to be the head of the family. And that's why I was asking if your dad was still alive, because it's almost like she's taking on this maternal, like it's going down the maternal line. So we want to strengthen her to all of you know, her mother, her grandmother, great great grandmother, all the way down, so that that her, what's coming up is that her intuition is really strong with her mother, and that she still has that intuitive connection with her, and so that she doesn't have to be in this place where she feels so lost. I'm just getting that fine motor skills are coming up, just like wanting almost to be a baby again and relearn. And so we just want to remove that, you know, like that energy from her, that she, you know, that she's an orphan. And it sounds funny to be like an orphan at 67, but I went through the same
thing. Yeah, no, you know what you're saying totally makes sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I went through the same thing when my mom passed. It was just really weird. I felt like an orphan, like, and a lot of people will express this. So we just want to clear that energy. And now when you get in touch with it, When you think about your mom, how does it feel to you now?
It does feel different. Actually, that feels quite so illuminating.
What we're going to do is we're just going to strengthen you, that every time you have a thought about your mom, that you're going to automatically go to this place where you strengthen her. And you remember, you know, like, it's almost like rebooting her computer for her. It's like she's, you know, if you consider the hard drive of your computer to, like, if you considered yourself to be binary, the hard drive would be your spine. So, and the components of your spine. So we really want to strengthen that, that every time you have a thought about her, if you put some tension into your spine, that you're also going to do that for her, and then calm the fears of the entire family. So that in that instant, what you're doing is you're strengthening her instead of adding to the worry. And so we just put you on automatic, that you're just going to automatically do that. Every time you have a thought about your mom, it's going to be like her seeing her in her strength. And, you know, and I'm getting, like, she's raised children and was, you know, has a lot of abilities here. And it's just this lack of, and the words, the weakness about that Phil was referring to about the words, which is strengthen that, that she can handle whatever words people say to her or any words that she reads. And we just see where that is. You can feel free to email me and let me know how she's doing, you know, at info@thetruthisfunny. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Colette.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, we'll have Phil back on. Lost him on Skype here. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil back here with me today. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. Phil, do you want to share your contact information with everyone?
Sure. My email is whatphil@hotmail.com, whatphil@hotmail.com. Otherwise, you can check out, I have a music website if people want to check out. It's philfree.rocks, R.R-O-C-K-S, that is, as opposed to .com. So philfree.rocks. And they can check out if they want to, it's like hard rock music kind of stuff. If anybody's interested in checking awesome. That out.
Awesome. And we have another caller here from Poland. We've got Joanna. Are you there, Joanna?
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Hello. not so well. But
what can Phil and I do for you today?
I am calling because for two days now, I feel me and my daughter, we feel so out of energy completely. And I was wondering if it's got something to do with my mom. Another conversation, another mother, but yes. From a different point of view. My mom, she's very strong, and 2 days ago she just stopped. She just said she doesn't want my husband to contact her anymore because of, like, well, for me, silly mistakes we've done, namely debts we have some, and she's kind of a person that you know, when you have something for good and for worse, she's only for good.
Okay.
And you know, if something's going wrong in life, and she's just not there for anybody.
Okay. All right. So take a deep breath. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much is this bothering you? 10 being the worst.
I think it's 10.
10? Okay. Phil, what are
Maybe
you picking
more.
Up here?
All right. We're going to start with, all right. So getting some of this grief out of the equation. So there's a lot of pride going on from the mother. So we're going to strengthen all that stuff. So there's some, you know, for sometimes, so like matters of principle sometimes have to do with our issues with the world in a sense, and we try to impose them on certain people, whether it works or not, and we think, no, this is how it needs to be. And so we're just going to strengthen the mother in particular to just being adaptable to the situation. And you know, she may or may not change, but strengthen the caller here, Joanna, to whether the mom changes or not, so you can accept her regardless of what she chooses to do, and that you don't put so much emotion into her choices. Ultimately, you know, she will choose what she will, and you know, it might be sad for you a little bit, but you know, it's her choice, not yours, and you can't base all your emotion or your emotional livelihood on your mother's choices.
Exactly. And it's interesting that both her and her daughter are both feeling this like lack of energy because of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like this is like coming up more than just with your mom. It's kind of coming up mother to daughter energy that we want to make sure that that's clear, that, you know, when one suffers, everyone suffers. It's kind of, that's what it's coming up as with me. Like, so we want to strengthen the triad between your daughter and your mom and yourself, so that you're, you know, not taking on, like Phil said, all these emotions, that there's some strong boundaries around that. A lot of times, you know, this is what these, you know, it's interesting how these limiting beliefs is what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. This is coming up, like this is kind of like unacknowledged limiting beliefs is what's coming up here right now, that are sitting. So when you get in touch with your mom right now, does it feel the same or different now?
Feels like a 4.
Yeah, like it's moving, right? And now think about your daughter. And you know, the lack of energy that you both are experiencing. So we want to really strengthen the two of you, that, you know, you're not going to suck on each other's energy and lower it, that you're going to actually strengthen each other. Just like as I was telling Mike that he could do with his family, is that, you know, put some energy into your spine, put some energy, some tension into your body, so you're not kind of trying to relax yourself out of your mom's issues here. So we just strengthen that. Anything else, Phil?
Yeah, so getting you and your daughter to stand strong and be more energetically independent. And that sounds a little funny because, like, we are all connected. And so in our connection, we want to be strong as well to our individual self, or, you know, whatever, however you want to see it. So you want to stand up. We're strengthening you as an individual. You're strengthening your emotions overall. We're strengthening your daughter, her emotions. So for both of you, foundations. So just strengthen your mental, emotional, physical foundations, and other as well. So we'll just strengthen all that for you.
Okay, what are you experiencing now, Joanna?
Yeah, I think energy is coming back to me. I don't feel so floppy anymore.
Yeah,
it's very unlikely for me.
All, like, mushy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when people try to relax themselves out of their problems, a lot of times what they do is they relax their bodies to the point where their bodies are not as I said, if you consider yourself like a binary computer, that the hard drive is like your the components of your spine and your brain, you know, the central nervous system. And when you slow that down and you stagnate that system, it's like working with a slow computer. And then it kind of is like you hyper focus on a certain emotion and it catches you and then you're stuck in it. And this is the energy that I was feeling with you, is that, you know, and right now what I'm getting is you add about a one. Any last correction here? It's like, feels like it's almost like totally neutral here.
So it's like an overthinking about certain situations, and over focus is a weakness. So again, when we dwell on something for too long, especially when we don't have an answer of any kind, it weakens us as well. So if you find yourself thinking about a topic and you don't have the answer, then it's just like, well, you know, either get to an answer or stop thinking about it for the moment. It's not to like ignore it altogether, but it's just like maybe approach it fresh, you know, instead of being mushy or sloppy. Mm-hmm. You know, take a break, come back to it, ask the question again. Maybe it'll be clear, you know, when you're a little bit fresher in your energy and you get your answer, you can apply your answer and you can move forward with your life. And that's how you conclude the whole thing.
Because like that's what it was feeling like, is just that you were kind of like in mud. Where are you at?
I think I'm neutral now. This is actually, you know, I'm listening to every show, to your every show, Colette. So, and I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But today I just didn't feel any energy in my spine. I was like, oh, what can I do? I wanted to stay neutral, not to think about my mom so much. I mean, whatever she's done, what she's done, and whatever she's doing, the way she's behaving, and I just don't want to be affected by it, because, you know, I'm not telling her anything. It's just about me, in a way.
Yeah, there we go. So this is, I'm so glad you pointed this out, because what happened is you just gave your power away, that's all. And you forgot to use the tools that you have. And, you know, you leave tools in the shed. You know, what I've noticed, because I've been doing a lot of yard work lately, is that if, you know, I have a pile of dirt there and the shovel sitting in the shed, the pile of dirt just keeps sitting there. So, you just want to really strengthen that, you know, the tools that you have, that you use them, and so you can move forward. And so we just strengthen that. And I can really feel your energy has shifted here right now. It's just like, just being, you know, everybody, just reminding everybody listening in right now that there are moments where we are going to get, you know, people think that they're off focus, but a lot of times when people think that they're off focus, they're actually focusing too much on something that is not beneficial, you know. So we just strengthen that for everybody to let that go. And thank you so much for calling in.
Sometimes it's hard to help myself. It just feels like, you know, you need a little bit outside help.
Awesome.
So thank you so much.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. Thrilled to connect with all of you. And Phil and I will be back right after this short break and make some more shift happen.
That she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, no.
Broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community, Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn
more. Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life? Turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 800-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Attitude, keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm.
This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny. I have Phil Free with me here today. And it seems that the overriding energy this morning has been around mothers. Any last words of advice for people listening in about mothers, Phil?
Sure. Well, one of them, since we're talking about beliefs a little bit, is that, yeah, we don't have to believe what our parents believe, what our mothers believe, or fathers. It's good to just evaluate things like that, you know, for ourselves and see if it really holds up for us and holds up in our lives. A lot of times we have a tendency to just sort of follow in people's footsteps and take on their beliefs, take on their joys, take on their diseases, take on other things. And, again, we all have influence from our parents, but we don't have to make the same decisions as them. We have to remember that we're not tied or bound by them in those ways unless we choose to be. So, you know, let's all be ourselves. Let's enjoy our families. At the same time, know that we all have our own choices to make.
Absolutely. And like what I love about doing, you know, clearing the energy, like when you clear the energy, for like someone who phones in, it's also clearing energy for other people who are listening. But not only that, it's, with Mike, what we were doing is strengthening him to kind of lead the way to be, you know, not adding to the worry and to actually be improving the situation. And so any one of us in our family can make that choice that we want to lead the way. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, that it's the mother or the father that leads the way for the family. There's different times in different people's lives where they're, you know, stronger or, you know, in a better position to lead. And so, you know, I thought, I'm just getting like, it would be nice to do a strong correction for everybody around that, anyone listening in right now, that, you know, that stepping up and being able to lead the way by energetically like getting becoming strong within yourself. So do you want to do some corrections around that, Phil?
Sure. Okay, so I mean, just everybody you know, it's part of it is like things we've talked about so many times, and what you talk about all the time is, you know, things, you know, that strong energy, you know, and part of that is if everybody can get in touch with, you know, what feels strong for themselves, then they're going to make decisions that are strong for themselves. And sometimes it's going to be different than the family members. Sometimes it's going to be the same. And so for everybody in the family and in the world, you know, ideally we want to be strong to all decisions we make, you know, in an ideal world. So right now we can all focus on improving ourselves in our every decision and being okay and accepting of other people's decisions, including family members when they make different choices. You know, often we do go down different paths and it doesn't have to tear us apart.
Yeah, that's really important because you see that, you know, in marriages, you see that in families, like, you know, in general, like different people and different members of the family are going through different phases at different times. And so for everybody in a family, I'm getting, we can just strengthen for everybody to allow themselves to step into the role of leadership at any given time when they're in a strong position to do so. So we just strengthen that for everyone. And then strengthen that, you know, the strongest member of any family, that would pull the rest of the family up rather than taking the family down. And what's coming up when I say that is that there's some karma that, you know, is generally in families. Like, you know, we have a tendency to have more karma with people that we grow up with or that are significant others, like our parents, our siblings, and our significant others, you know, our children, our descendants. So I just want to strengthen that for everyone, that moving forward and moving forward in a strong way, and then boosting that for all the other family members, so that every family member benefits from the choices that the other family members make. Do you want to just do a few more corrections around that?
Sure. Right. So, I mean, you know, if we look at the different choices that we all make, you know, as something, as an expansion rather than, oh, we're go drifting apart, you know, it's like, you know, then it can actually really strengthen us. Like you just mentioned, you know, the fact that we do go in different directions. So, I mean, I think about my family and I have siblings and we all live in different parts of the United States. And but it gives us reasons to go visit new places, things like that. So, I mean, there's definitely benefits to that. So when we look at all that, you know, it expands my life by going to travel, go see new places. Okay, my kids get to go to new places sometimes, things like that. So if we see it as a way to expand our world, I've got cousins and things and aunts and uncles in France, for example. So, you know, it's not necessarily, oh, well, we're all torn apart. Well, I just had visitors from France here for, you know, or a visitor from France for 3 weeks. So, again, as long as we stay connected and strong, I mean, it just, the world becomes larger for all of us. And if we can see that and utilize each other for the opportunities that we can create and be strong to doing that, then, you know, we can really open up the world for each other rather than limit each other.
Yeah, and when you brought it into, like, a larger scope like that, that feels really strong, on a greater scale, like when you consider that our families and our family members, if we have acceptance and appreciation for our family members, even when they're different from us, on a global scale, it's even more beautiful. Like, let's expand that so that, you know, when you consider that, you know, humanity is basically one big family. And so strengthening that, I'm just getting, we could just do a few corrections around that just for everyone out there. So what comes to you when you consider it more globally?
Right. Like you mentioned that we are all a big family. And even though we're not all like, you know, first cousins or second cousins, I mean, you know, we're all distant cousins in a sense, or, you know, we think, or at least, you know, there's a lot of us are anyway. So, yeah. So again, I mean, so when it comes to the global thing, you know, part of it is, you know, taking, you know, not being limited by belief of, you know, that prejudice, you know, kind of prejudice type belief, you know, whether it's, oh, other countries suck or, you know, they're stupid or whatever, you know. So, you know, some people think that about, you know, my country or your country or any, you know, or different countries. So it doesn't matter. Not be offended by it either if other people think that, you know. So, just strengthen the world working together. So each, you know, all the people not have limiting beliefs about other countries, about people in different countries, about the ways of life of others, not have limiting beliefs that just stop them from experience and getting to know others or other places. And by doing that, by having a more open sort of thing, we will be able to experience. If we believe that everybody outside of our country is evil or mean or to be suspicious of, then, you know, it doesn't really help, you know, gain any trust amongst each other. It doesn't expand our world. It just limits our world. It makes us want to stay home and stay in our box. So we go opposite that, and we expand ourselves. We open our minds up, you know, and we are, you know, open up to other people's, you know, ways of life and things like that, and don't get too stuck on what we believe.
Yeah, and it feels like really a lot more gentle, because if there's no acceptance, then it's challenging to shift. As soon as people accept where they're at, or they accept what's going on in their lives, that opens people up to being able to accept a different way. And so what's coming up here is just strengthening that, all our differences, the things that are different, and also the things that are not different.
Right.
Because people get triggered sometimes by being the same as someone else when they're not maybe performing at a high level. Or
sure.
Being included in that group. Well, it looks like we're coming to the end of our time here. I was just going to get you to share your information regarding your music again. What is the? How can people reach you if they want to hear your music?
Well, they can go to the easiest is to start with the website. There are links there to other Reverb Nation or Facebook. But the website is feelfree.rocks. And it's feel free is all together, no spaces, no nothing like that, .rocks. And there you go. You can check it out from there.
Oh,
it's not
awesome.
Really. Yeah, it hasn't been updated in a while, so I'll update it soon if I get a lot of hits here. But
all right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And thank you for the callers for calling in. And we, you know, we love to connect with you. You can reach me on Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And bye for now. And we will see you next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, to make some more shift happen.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.